Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on the couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Interesting that they play tonight. Both teams kind of off to bad starts. And according to Tom Brady, that's par for the course because Brady thinks we've seen a lot of bad football. Here he is.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch. You know, I watch a lot of bad football, a lot of poor quality of football. That's what I see.
Chris, for the first time, are you sitting down? For the first time in Rob Parker, Tom Brady history.
Rob Parker.
I agree with Tom Brady. Tom Brady is spot on.
Wow.
He's missed the boat so many times, but this one, he landed right dab in the middle. Tom Brady is speaking the gospel. Tom Brady is keeping it real. Tom Brady is being honest. You smell that? That's the National Football League. It stinks to the high heaven. Bad games all over the place. Terrible comebacks where teams cough up big leads at home. Coaching decisions where you scratch your head. Medical decisions that you don't understand. This season has been a catastrophe. I'll give you, Chris, a couple of factors. The star quarterbacks don't play it down in training camp.
Right.
Some quarterbacks like Tom Brady takes 11 days off during training camp. Also, One less preseason game. They don't take the preseason for real. McVay with the Rams doesn't play any of his starters. And this is what we get. Nobody's ready when the bell sounds. It has been awful football. I don't want to hear about no parody. I want to see the best of the best. I want to see those teams that are ready to go. Every primetime game, Chris, is a fudgesicle, is a disaster, is a banana peel we're ready to fall on. I mean, are you kidding me? Tampa Bay and Kansas City was supposed to be a classic, a game we wanted to eat two buckets of popcorn. And guess what? We only had the butter because it wasn't worth it. Tom Brady, for once, we didn't get a gee whiz on aw shucks out of you. We didn't get some double talk. We didn't get you crashing your cell phone because you didn't want anybody to read your text messages to the ball boy. We got an honest take from Tom Brady, and I applaud Tom Brady.
Well, I do agree that there's been some bad football. There's no question about it. And when the greatest quarterback ever says it, you know there's going to be some truth to it when he comes with something that's politically incorrect to say. I will say this. I disagree with you, Rob, in that I don't think the season has stunk. I got to be honest. I've enjoyed it. Now, sometimes bad or low quality football leads to thrilling endings. And that's what we've had. We've had tons of thrilling endings. Makes it excitement. It is entertainment after all. So I will throw that out. I'm enjoying the season. And I certainly don't think it's been a catastrophe. However, I do agree with you, Rob, in that the NFL is getting the quality of football that its rules are leading to. They don't practice anymore, hardly, Rob. You said it. Like they cut a preseason game. They really don't play in the three games anyway. Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback in San Francisco. They didn't even give him a playbook until Trey Lance got hurt or right before the season when they decided to keep Jimmy G. They wouldn't let him practice. They had him away from the team throwing passes to trainers. And they don't tackle hardly. They don't hit hardly in practice. The offensive line play is bad because you can't hit hardly. How you gonna learn how to block when it's all shadow blocking instead of actually hitting and stopping somebody who's giving 100% and trying to get to the quarterback? So that's a part of it. We had Mark Schlaworth on our show the other day, Rob, first things first. You know Mark. And offensive lineman won Super Bowls in Denver. He said, and I agree with this, Rob, I don't know that I see this changing, but he said part of the problem with the NFL is that a handful of players, he called it 80-20, 20% of the players are making 80% of the money, and 80% of the players are making 20% of the money. When you play the quarterback and the wide receivers and a couple of other positions, all the money, you only have leftovers for the backups. You have leftovers for the lineman outside of the offense or the left tackle. And so these guys aren't making a lot of money. And to make them fit on your roster, Rob, the backups are rookies, young, you know, linemen who aren't as good as the veterans, but they're cheaper. And so obviously guys get hurt. And so when guys get hurt, they're putting in these young rookies and younger players, also other young players, who really aren't that good, but they're cheap. And because the quarterback's making $45 million, we can take this guy because he's only making $1 million, even though he's not that good. And so you got that. And Rob, you alluded to it as well. The coaching. Too many of these dudes are trying to prove how smart they are. Am I right?
Yes, and we watch every week.
Right. Oh, they didn't back in the day. They didn't know what they were doing. They never went for it on 4th and 6. You know, they always kicked the extra point. They didn't know. They didn't take chances. They didn't take risks. Guys, we say it all the time. He gets mad love all over the place. You and I, we admit he knows his stuff. He's a, you know, good coach. But Kyle Shanahan, Rob,
yep.
He always wants to show you how smart he is. And it's led to some disasters. And I think all of those things, Rob, conspire to show what Tom Brady was talking about.
And I'll give you one last nugget. If you're on the fence on this, on how bad the NFL is right now, Geno Smith leads the league in completion percentage. Case closed.
Well, it is high 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, he's killing it.
So I don't know if that means the defenses don't know what to do.
Geno Smith couldn't get a ham sandwich in the NFL, and now he's leading the league in completion percentage.
They don't practice much, right? They really, and it's the same in the NBA. Rob, they showed up and like 3-4 days later, they got a preseason game. You know, it's just, I think the money, Rob, and we've talked about these guys, it's so much about saving them for the game, saving them for the playoffs, saving them for the big game. And we get it. That's important. But Rob, this is a sport. I mean, we said it with Clayton Kershaw and the no-hitter. You don't know when guys are going to get hurt. You can't control it. The evidence is overwhelming, I think. When you go back in the day, Rob, when the football or baseball players played and pitched and didn't worry about pitch count and all that, and they stayed healthy. And basketball players play 82 games, sometimes averaging well over 40 minutes a game. And they stayed healthy. I think some of it, right, they weren't making as much money then, so they had to play.
You had to play for your money, Chris. You had to play for your money.
Yep.
You couldn't take days off. Days off, somebody would take your job.
Yep. So now, I think that's a huge part of it, Rob. Psychologically, dudes are making all this money. And, you know, I mean, maybe you give props to them. They're treating it more like a business, right? Just like the businessmen that run the league. But it's leading to a worse product.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, the Buccaneers and the Falcons are playing this week, and the Falcons head coach Arthur Smith was asked about Tampa Bay's offense and the weapons, and he took it as an opportunity to praise the GOAT. Here he is.
I think what you know about the mundane, and I don't think Brady gets enough credit to sustain that level of success year after year. Like I said, he's going to make the right play. You make a mistake and you leave somebody uncovered, usually he finds them. Something as simple as a flat route. Somebody bust the covers, or they don't cover it, it kind of goes where you're not.
Rob?
Brady gets plenty of credit. Stop. I mean, I know coach speak, Chris, we know this. I remember Lou Holtz used to do it all the time. He would always talk, when he was coaching Notre Dame, Chris, no matter what school they were playing, he would just praise up and down, like, oh, my God, this
Fayetteville State.
Yeah, you know, Fayetteville State. I don't know about if you guys watch these guys close, but my God. You know, and this is like trying to be nice and get just say that Brady's a great quarterback and, you know, you can't make – but to act like he doesn't get credit at all is just ridiculous and not true. People talk about Tom Brady all the time, Chris.
Yeah, look, everything he said was fine, except he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, he could have said every single thing he said,
right,
and that's giving him a lot of praise. And, you know, I like Brady, you know that. But to say there's no way I can sit here with a straight face and say he doesn't get enough credit. Because, he's widely recognized as the GOAT. To your point, he's always praised.
No matter what happens in the game. Like, seriously, he always, when they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, Chris, and he didn't have a touchdown or whatever, you know, like, oh, Brady won the 6th Super Bowl. Or what. Like, let's not act like they never talk about Brady. because that's just not true.
Yeah, I don't get why he would even say something like that. I mean, if you want to say it's unbelievable that this guy is 45 years old, still playing at a high level. I mean, I don't know, Rob, trying to give Arthur Smith the benefit of the doubt. Was he trying to say he doesn't get enough, you know, people not giving him enough credit, or they really don't understand what we're seeing because this guy is 45 freaking years old. I mean, maybe something like that, but whatever he meant, he didn't say it well, because I don't know anybody that he gets tons of credit. He's still, Rob G, you were saying it earlier in the year when he was struggling, and some people might still think he's struggling, but like two games in, when they weren't scoring much and he was still rated as having one of the 10 best seasons of all the quarterbacks in the league. And at that point, sure, he's still one of the 10 best quarterbacks. But to say he was having one of the 10 best seasons, that's an example, Rob.
Exactly. There's a perfect example, Chris. That right there. Like, most people were like, oh, Brady's not playing that well. And they're like, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Brady gets his praise. Brady gets his credit. Stop with trying to overdo it. It sounds pathetic rather than just giving him an honest comp. Just say it. Tom Brady's been a great quarterback in this league for a long time, Chris. It's amazing what he's done at 45 years old. Okay.
Right.
Right?
You can say he can say all the things he said about the flats and throwing it in the flat and all that junk. But just we see this, Rob, time and time again. Guys going overboard. Right? You don't have to go that far. You know? He doesn't get enough credit. What? I'm going to tell you, honestly, I'm really starting to believe this, right? You know who don't get enough credit? Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I don't know if you agree. I disagree.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes got
more credit. I mean, when his first couple of years,
well, he only threw 50 touchdowns. Well, but I'm just saying,
but you're saying they don't get credit. People still.
No, I didn't say credit. Oh. I said enough credit. Because I just read on ESPN.com today where one of the writers said the five best quarterbacks in the league so far. He was fourth. I'm like, how? Like, I don't, some of this stuff, that's the type of stuff. Like, for him to be listed, we talked about it with Pro Football Focus. Now, granted, they do everything analytically, so they're strictly numbers. But, Rob, we saw the first week, five touchdowns, no picks, eighth best performance by a quarterback that weekend.
It wasn't him. It was from the Bills, right?
Well, who was number one? Probably was Josh Allen. But Josh had two interceptions that weekend. First game against the Rams.
Yeah. But they put up so many points.
Yeah. It's not a Allen Mahomes discussion. But I'm just saying that, I'm in agreement with you. Brady, I think Arthur Smith, Rob, that's one of those things you kind of look back and you're like, did I say that? Did I sound like a schmuck? Like, I was just totally kissing up to the guy. Like, come on. I mean, you say everything you said, but don't go over the deep end. And he went off the deep end, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The only thing worse is the baseball commissioner muddying the water with the home run king. God, that's the only thing terrible.
Do we have sound of him, Rob G?
Do we have that? Right. From the?
This is Rob Manfred. He was on Get Up on ESPN this morning talking with Mike Greenberg about the home run king situation. Here he is.
Well, the record books say what they say. I think that over the history of the game, there have been different eras. The ball performed differently. The equipment was different. And I think the best way to handle it is let fans make their own judgment as to what records are most significant to them.
What?
No, 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 Chris. You hear me? No. If I was a commissioner, I would say, Mike, look in the record books of Major League Baseball. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. He's a home run king. Period.
Right.
Period. I'm sorry. That's what it is. And until we change it, he's the home run king.
Thank you.
He hit more home runs than anybody else. And if I'm Greenberg, I push back. Would you ever think about considering changing it or not? Because we don't believe in asterisks, but changing it and not making him the home run king or something like that, and put him on the spot. Fans get to pick. Fans don't get to pick, Chris, who's who. We acknowledge Babe Ruth's home runs when he hit 60, and he was the all-time home run king, and he never played against black or Latin players. Did we diminish it? No. We accepted it, did we not?
Right.
Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson. Chris, they pitched on the high mound.
Yep.
They lowered it after 1968 because one guy hit over 300. It was an advantage to the pitchers. Do we take away Sandy Koufax's dominance?
Some people think Koufax might be the best pitcher ever.
Right. Or Bob Gibson, who pitched during that era, Chris, had a 1.12 ERA.
Right.
We accept it.
People, People talk about that Gibson ERA, Rob.
It's incredible.
Like it wasn't on a high mound.
Right.
I mean, when people rave about what Gibson did that season, more often than not, they don't mention a high mound. Am I right?
Never mentioned, Chris.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's just like, can you believe what he did? You know?
And you know what? And that's not, we're not here to rip Bob Gibson, okay?
No,
Chris,
he's great.
That was the mound that he was pitching on, okay? What do you want to do? You ready for his record? He was 22-9, Chris, with a 1.12 ERA, 268 strikeouts, and in 34 appearances. He won the Cy Young, he won the Gold Glove, and he won the MVP award. He was unbelievable.
That's incredible. Well, Rob, I agree with you. And the way you said it, too. That's the, like, with that type of attitude, with that type of base.
Right.
That's how Rob, I don't mean be mad, you know, get in an argument with Greenberg and all that.
No.
But go up there strong. Mike, this is the record. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. That's the record. Period.
No,
that's the record. He could have said exactly what you said. And he kind of alluded to it. We had a dead ball there, Mike. Do we judge pitchers differently than now? We had a segregated era where half of the best players in the world weren't even allowed to play in the league.
Exactly.
Would Babe Ruth have done what he did? Ty Cobb done what he did? If they had played against black players? We don't know. But, Rob, we know there was a contemporary that could rival Babe Ruth, Josh Gibson.
Yep.
Hardly any love from the mainstream baseball community.
No, and it was the steroid era. You know what? We had the segregation era, Chris, dead ball era, high mound era. What else you want me to tell you? And there was a steroid era.
Right. And he could have been like, and look, I'm not absolving Barry Bonds at all, but just as many pitchers, if not
there
more, were doing it than hitters. Like, he could have, he just, whatever he was going to say, he needed to say it with conviction. And that's kind of Rob Manfred in general, Rob. Like, he's not a guy that, you know what I mean, speaks with a lot of conviction.
No, and you, and Chris, that would have been the pushback when all I would have said was Barry Bonds is the home run king. And if I got any kind of pushback, I would say, hey, Greeny, You want to go check I'll have you go check the Mitchell Report in another book that shows you how many pitchers were using the juice tube back then.
Right.
And so if you could tell me, or I would say, if you could tell me that Barry Bonds was the only player in that era using juice, then I'm with you. But I don't think you can. And I don't think you could tell me how many people were using it. You can't tell me that. So because we don't know that, it stands, and that's what it is.
Rob, I'm going to say, before I even get to this point, I've heard, I mentioned it yesterday, I've heard a lot of great writers kind of advocate for this post-2005 record. And I'm like, what? That makes no sense to me.
Zero.
How in the world would you do something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? I mean, really, like, I hate to keep saying it, but I'm baffled by it.
You know what? Jeff Passan from ESPN put out, there's no discussion. Bonds hit 73, and Aaron Judge had an unbelievable season and hit 62. That's the end of the discussion.
No doubt. I mean, it is what it is. And, Rob, I'm going to say this. We know how strong the players' union is in MLB. And I've said this for a long time, Rob. This is not new. If they really want to get steroids and PEDs out of the game, all you got to do is you're banned for life, or at the very least, you could even say you're banned for 5 years. First time you're banned for 5 years. Second time you're out. Period.
Right. Right. Because a five-year layoff would kill you. Right.
Right.
Hurt you.
Or your contract's not guaranteed.
It's null and void.
Null and void. I mean, that and I gotta get on the Players Association because the union won't let everything I hear, Rob, is they won't let that happen. So if you really are against PEDs, which I think the players should be because the guys that aren't using it are at a disadvantage, then put in that type of strong language, and Rob, we won't have to deal with this again.
No, I agree, but they know if you spread that, Chris, to this day, and this is what bothers me the most, is there's a Mitchell report out there, Chris, with 150 names. But all they talk about is Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, and Gary Sheffield. Chris, 150. If they pulled the curtain back from that, people would have their feelings hurt. I'm telling you. 150 out of 800? That's a lot of players on that list.
And Rob, look at your boy Tatis Jr.
Yep.
Now, honestly, and this is probably archaic thinking on a lot of people's parts, but we tend to think of guys that are really big. You know what I mean?
And he's skinny
Bonds
as a rail.
And McGwire, right. You never would have looked at him and thought he's doing something like that.
Nope.
So you don't, I mean, you just don't know.
That's why every time they bring up Barry Bonds and his head size or whatever, Chris, it's like, first of all players get bigger as they get older. We carry, you know, you carry weight. I mean, we could look at everybody. Go look at Roger Clemens in Boston right. when he started out right. as a pitcher, struck out 21 batters. He was skinny.
Right.
So you do pick up weight. But
I mean,
Tatis
I do think it's
right.
relevant, his size. You know,
but but that doesn't automatically mean is what
right,
I'm saying.
That you're on. Or that if you're small, it doesn't mean you're not on.
Exactly. That's my point, is that you can't really tell just by size.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I just thought Manfred should have been much stronger, Rob. As the commissioner, as the caretaker of the game, I mean, we're given, you and I are given Bonds the record, you know, not giving it to him, but we're acknowledging it because we're saying baseball is the main, they're the number one arbiter of all things baseball. Period. It doesn't matter what so-and-so thinks. It doesn't matter what this guy over there thinks. What does MLB say? That's the only reason we're acknowledging it.
Exactly. And
he should
MLB
stand by it.
Right. MLB has it as the record. So that there should
right.
be, if the commissioner can't say that, then there's a problem.
Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed.
Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.